The head of the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, says sanctuary jurisdictions are, quote, creating a magnet for illegal immigration. But some people just don't see it that way. That includes some religious leaders. The World's Matthew Bell takes it from there.
Sunday morning service at Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Boston. It's the kind of place where first-time visitors are met with big smiles, handshakes, and even hugs. To call it a warm welcome is kind of an understatement. Bethel AME is no stranger to political activism. The environment, youth, prisoners, the poor, these have been priorities for years. But the church is taking up a new mission. Late last month, Bethel AME decided to give shelter to a man from El Salvador who's facing deportation.
How can I love God who I don't see without loving the brother or sister I see all the time?
That's Reverend Ray Hammond, co-founder of Bethel AME, delivering a Sunday sermon.
We welcome this brother with open arms, without fear, without worry. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that we are well within the bounds of the law, although we said to ICE and to others as well, there's a higher law that says we don't stand by when people start taking advantage of our neighbors.
Hammond's church isn't acting alone. It's part of a coalition of three local churches and three synagogues. When the other congregations decided they didn't have the facilities to actually house someone, Hammond says he and his parish realized it would be up to them. Longtime church member Nancy Dickerson says there were lots of questions about taking someone in who's wanted by immigration authorities, about the legality, about resources, among other things.
But if we're truly living out the scriptures, the word says, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of them, you've done it unto me. And we tried to live that, and I tried to live that. So as a congregation, we were well prepared, we were informed, there were a number of meetings, and I think there was pretty much unanimous agreement that this is something we were called to do.
Sitting down to talk with me in the church rectory, Reverend Hammond says undocumented immigrants have become something like a political football in America. But these are people, he says. This is a human problem, not a political one.
What are we going to do to treat justly and humanely 11 or 12 million people in our midst who are immigrants?
Hammond says there were a couple of parishioners who expressed some doubts about providing shelter to a Latino man with no prior connections to the congregation. But they were the exception.
I will have to tell you, I expected perhaps more opposition. Historically, sometimes there has been tension between African-American and Latino community, between, as many African-Americans would see, native-born versus immigrant. The word I've heard back from many people over and over again is, and our church is largely people of African descent, the Caribbean, in some cases from continental Africa and so on. What I've heard over and over again from people is, as a people who have known what it is to be persecuted because you were different, as a people who've known what it is sometimes to be scapegoated for political reasons, there's no way we could turn away from this.
I asked to speak with the man taking sanctuary at Bethel AME, but the church leadership denied my request.
I believe in the sun, even when.
Religious leaders from around the Boston area get together to sing and pray and talk about what they see as a heavy-handed federal crackdown. Some worry the Trump administration might start targeting religious organizations that are offering sanctuary. Reverend Arrington Chambliss is an Episcopal priest from Boston. She applauds the churches that have opened their doors to people facing deportation.
When you're in solidarity, as Bethel is, with six other congregations, Jewish and Christian, there's a sense of a collective power around we're in this together, we're in a solidarity together. So sure, there's risk, but I think living out your identity as a person of faith, I think, necessarily requires risk. It's costly.
Chambliss says she hopes that churches like Bethel AME provide an example for others to follow. A spokesman with ICE tells me that if they do, they might be committing a felony. It's a federal offense to harbor a fugitive. The spokesman would not speak with me on tape, but said that federal agents don't plan to start kicking down doors at places of worship anytime soon. There are guidelines from previous administrations that prohibit agents from going into places like churches, schools, or hospitals, under most circumstances, to make arrests. For The World, Matthew Bell, Boston.